Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. In Proverbs 18:2, we learn that fools have no desire to learn. They do not want to understand anything. We might ask why. Whatever could possess the fool that causes him or her to maintain such a viewpoint? The answer very simply is the fool is very taken with his own thoughts and opinions. Proverbs 18:2, fools have no desire to learn. They would much rather give their own opinion. In the NIV, a fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. Embracing our own opinion is a major barrier to effective Bible study. But what God calls foolish, modern culture gives center stage. Talk show mentality meets Jeremiah 17:9 heart. Modern culture urges us to reveal and live what is in our hearts. But God tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We can somewhat understand this in a fallen world, but in the church? Just listen in on many of our Bible studies and hear too many expressions such as, "Well, I think," and "in my opinion." Now, we don't state, "I'm a fool, I have no desire to learn, I would much rather give my own opinion," but what has God revealed in our text? Some of us need an outside-looking-in experience, such as Ebenezer Scrooge had. We need the ghosts of Bible studies past and present to bring us to the window and call our attention to the harsh reality of a heart not bowed before God, and I might add, before it's too late. Scrooge had all the rationalizations until he saw the true details of his life, and that, friend, is what we will have before Christ as we give an account one day. Not the story we have edited and arranged, but the true details. Clinging to our own opinions is the most significant barrier between many Christians and understanding the clear, intended meaning of the words of God. Dave Scott, LivingByTheWordsOfGod.com.